If the project you started isn't measuring up to your expectations, give the Cajun Carpenters a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Okay. It's a live radio show. 95% of the people involved in it are family. We go on break, and very often my family gangs up on me and says, Rosie, you misunderstood the question. That isn't what Gail was asking. So let's bring Gail back into the conversation.
And find out what was she asking.
Gail.
Okay.
I got beat up the whole commercial break, Gail. What did I misunderstand your question?
Well, no, I've done an audition, and it's set up to be a mother-in-law.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
My plan is eventually when my kids move out, I will just live in that section of the house.
Okay.
So I went to put a separate air conditioning unit, and I called somebody on your list.
Okay.
And they came out, and he was talking about doing a split unit so that the main house is running off of the big section of the air conditioner, and then when I'm using the other part of the house, that I can turn it on to cool the whole thing.
It's a dual.
Y'all were right and I was wrong.
It's one unit that's got a dual stage.
Right.
Yeah.
So it'll work, let's just say, as a 3.5 ton when no one's in there, and then when mother-in-law does go in there, you kick it up and it kicks into a 5 ton gear.
Yes.
Well, my concern was, is it going to benefit me because it's a bigger unit, or is it?
We could probably get every one of our contractors that do air conditioning from all over the state, and we could probably talk ourselves into both, either one of those. It's probably six of one, half a dozen of the other.
Will I be able to just use a small unit and shut off the big unit is what I want to know. Or should I go the other way and do two units?
Well, Gail, with the single system, you only have one system to service, one compressor to wear out, and it decides based on the thermostats you have set in the two zones. It says, Gail's mother-in-law is here. I need to run at a 4.5 ton capacity. Or no, you know, Gail's mother-in-law is gone. I can only take 3 tons of my capacity and cool the main house. So it does all that thinking for you. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And generally, and if it's a Rosie certified contractor, they're going to tell you, generally we over air condition our homes, and I always say a good judge of whether or not you have a good contractor out at your house estimating an air conditioning replacement, are they recommending you downsize the equipment? You don't.
Yes.
It doesn't. And he did, didn't he? Yeah.
Yes.
And, yeah. And Gail, you don't want more air conditioning than you need because you're buying too expensive a piece of equipment that's going to come on and off way too many times. You want a small piece of equipment that comes on and stays running. It's like a Volkswagen running down the freeway in fourth gear downhill, as opposed to a Mack truck running uphill in first gear. You want those things to come on and run a long time. It eliminates the hot spots in your house. It keeps the amp spike from hitting your meter more often than it should. It creates a much cleaner indoor air environment. The air is filtered much better. It costs much less to run. So what they're recommending is probably going to be an excellent recommendation.
But it will just run the small section later on.
That's okay. Right. Yeah.
Okay, because that's why I was like, I don't understand. I don't need the big one later on when my kids move out.
How big is the addition?
840 square foot.
You know, it's personally, I all the reasons that I was saying to go with one are great. I would do two just because your thermostat is going to be different than your mother-in-law's, is going to be different than your kids, and being able to control that addition completely independent of the other one, I I don't know if that's beyond.
You like the flexibility of two systems.
Yeah. Just because it's servicing two different people or
yeah,
or
my
families.
My mother-in-law could never sleep at the temperature we keep our house. That's for sure.
Which is probably one of the reasons you keep it that way.
No. Now I wanted to talk about air conditioning in general. Something happened in the last 30 days. Every Arizona homeowner south of the Mogollon Rim must be perfectly aware of. If you are like me, and like most of the people I know, you did not have your heat turned on. You did not have your air conditioning turned on. Sometimes we just let the thermostat dictate when it comes on and when it comes off. I literally turned both units off so the thermostat couldn't even ask for power. We had the lowest power bill we've had in our house, and we've lived in that house almost 25 years. Our electric bill for 2,600 square feet was, what, $80?
It was. I almost fell over.
Yeah. The weather has been so nice, the air conditioning companies hate it. But the homeowners love it. The bill you're all going to get for March or that you got for February is your base energy bill. That's how much.
That's how much. How much your base is, and we'll pick it up right there.
Okay.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know. If the project you